Chapter 11. Two Cars on the Road. Scott kept walking in the dark with Mickey in his arms. There were no lights anywhere. No people, no houses, no cars. Was this the right way?
I hope we aren't lost, he said to Mickey. Maybe the way was right, not left, at the crossroads.
Mickey made a happy sound, and Scott smiled. It felt good to protect this little animal from Norm.
Don't worry,
he told the monkey.
Everything is okay.
He thought about the conversation with Grandpa that afternoon.
I must say sorry to Grandpa,
Scott thought.
He was right about live animal shows in circuses. Some circus trainers do treat their animals horribly.
Scott continued walking.
Marissa wanted to stay and help you,
he told Mickey.
I was tired and just wanted to go home. But she was right, and I must say sorry to her too.
Then Scott's thoughts turned to his dad.
Dad doesn't visit or call, and I miss him,
he thought sadly.
I'm not important to him.
Suddenly, a car raced up the road behind them, and its lights illuminated the road. Was it trying to hit them? Quickly, Scott moved from the road. Now, the car stopped, and Norm jumped out, waving his knife in the air.
So, you're Scott! Give my monkey back, you thief!
Norm shouted furious.
And my diamonds, too! Give them to me now!
Mickey was afraid as soon as he saw Norm, and Scott put his arms around the monkey protectively.
Don't worry,
he said softly.
I won't let him hurt you.
Just then, another car drove towards them from the other direction. Was this someone coming to help Norm? But no! The car stopped and out jumped Marissa, Grandpa and the driver. Dad!
You! Stop!
Dad shouted.
Don't you dare hurt my son.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Called Scott, very surprised.
I'm here to save you, son.
Dad cried, hurrying across the road.
Don't worry.
Dad, be careful,
Scott said.
That man has got a knife.
Give me my diamonds and my monkey, you thief!
Norm shouted at Scott.
I haven't got any diamonds, and you can't have Mickey,
Scott cried.
No,
Norm cried, waving the knife.
We'll see about that.
Suddenly, Dad jumped at Norm and pushed him hard. But Norm turned and hit Dad. Then he held the knife to Dad's neck. Scott was terrified. Marissa and Grandpa too.
Scott, give me the monkey and the diamonds, and I won't hurt your dad,
Norm shouted. Scott wanted to help his dad, but he couldn't give the monkey to this criminal.